tell me what the heck is going on down in Florida about this Florida swamp ape.
Well, the swamp ape has been in legend down here for hundreds of years. There have been a lot of sightings recently, probably tied to the hurricane weather that we had last year and probably going to have again this year, which seems to flush the creature out. But there were some really good sightings last year. The most notable one was Jennifer Ward, who saw the creature off of Moore Road in North Lakeland, Florida, and actually had about a three-minute encounter observing it as she drove past it slowly when she was going to make a turn onto her home street.
All right, and we've got a sketch you provided us. It's on the coasttocoastam.com website of that sighting, right?
Yes, okay. And that actually is a composite of Jennifer's sighting, but also several other people in the area who have seen the animal and have subsequently come forward and said, yes, that's the animal we've seen. The drawing was done by a forensic artist, Matt Ellis, who lives in Tampa and has been working with me closely to illustrate my book.
Is this creature, Scott, what so many other people are calling Bigfoot?
I don't think so. Frankly, I've got a probably what is considered heresy theory on Bigfoot to begin with. I don't think Dr. Krantz, who basically attributed Bigfoot phenomenon to a Gigantopithecus, is entirely correct. I think another species that he identified, Meganthropus, which is a subspecies variation of Homo erectus, is actually Bigfoot. But I suspect that the Florida swamp ape is either a different subspecies of this particular hominid, or it is a New World version of an ape that evolved here in the Americas, separate from those that evolved in Asia and Africa.
Do you think we have a whole family of them down in Florida, or just
I'm sure we've got tribes of them. There's quite a few sightings, and as I recall, I sent your people a map of the frequency of sightings since I began our database in 1947. And there's been quite a few sightings recently as the habitat is diminishing. I think that's also playing a role in the frequency of sightings.
This swamp ape, Scott, looks somewhat human, other than obviously the amount of hair on the figure, but the sketch, the nose, the lips, it doesn't look like a primate to me. It looks almost human.
Well, it does look very much so, but it also, if you look at it carefully and you know anything about New World monkeys versus Old World monkeys, the swamp ape bears a closer resemblance to New World monkeys than it does Old World. And that has to do with the way the face is constructed,
True.
The fact that it has a neck, because frequently people say Bigfoot does not have a neck. The length of the hair is an issue, and in particular, one of the things I was struck with in Jennifer's sighting and that of Pat Edwards and several other people who have come forward, it was the white fur around the eyes, which is very reminiscent of a squirrel monkey, which is a New World monkey.
Good point. The eyes, of course, look somewhat human.
Yes. Very much so, but they are not colored. They're still dark color.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
Has there been any violence reported with these creatures in the area? I mean, do they attack animals, people?
Against people, no. There has been one report that I don't know if it's credible or not, of a photographer who tried to photograph one, and theoretically the animal picked him up and threw him. This was some time ago. But the only violence that's been reported is against farm animals that it apparently feeds on. Like the Bigfoot, it has an affinity for cattle and likes to be around cattle ranches as well as water. So it apparently feeds on bovines and deer, and there's one back quite a few years ago when Palm Beach wasn't so developed where it raided a farm and literally picked up a full-grown sow, killed it, and then hauled it over the 6-foot fence like so many bags of rice. So these things are quite strong, too.
What are the stats of these creatures, Scott?
They stand about 7 feet tall.
7 feet?
That would be a full-grown male. The females are much shorter. There have been sightings of females, obviously so from the anatomy, if you catch my drift, carrying young ones across roadways.
Right.
Last year, about the same time as Jennifer's sighting, down in Okeechobee, a woman encountered one crossing State Road 441 that was about 4.5 feet tall that was obviously a juvenile. There have been other sightings down by the Brighton Indian Reservation going back a few years, And this year I've had hunters reporting to me unusual calls that sound a great deal like primates down in that vicinity.
Whether it's Bigfoot or not, and you believe it is not, nonetheless, the fact that there's a creature down there that people are seeing that mainstream science really hasn't jumped aboard to really identify, to me, is a dramatic story all by itself.
Well, yes, that is. I mean, when you've got individuals who are going on the record like Jane Goodall saying she believes in the creature, just the other day with this stuff going on in the Yukon, Diane Sawyer went on the record saying she believes in the creature. You've got quite a few people. We have done an informal poll on our website, and of course that's anything but conclusive.
Sure.
But about 54% of the people who have taken the poll believe the animal is real.
What about DNA samples from this creature, Scott? Anything out there?
We found some hair samples, but given the state of the hair samples, and I'm sure you know what's happened with the Yukon samples.
You mean the bison, right?
We did not test them, and I chose to do that for a couple of reasons. One, the samples that we took off the barbed wire had clearly been cut when I looked at them under an optical microscope, and this animal certainly does not carry a pair of scissors around with it or any kind of lithic technology. So it would not be able to cut hair. There were no follicles on any of them, and the follicles are essential in doing a DNA test. The other issue is we did not know how long it would have been on the fence, and of course we had three concurrent hurricanes last year. And the hair sample was found after the passing of two of them, so it would have been washed fairly clean, and there's not really much point in getting a inconclusive report back. So I elected not to test those samples, but there's still some doubt about whether they're authentic or not, and they have changed color rather uniquely over the time that they've been sitting in my little display case. So I'm curious about them, but not curious enough to spend the money necessary to run a DNA test in depth on it. I'd like to find out what kind of chemicals are in it, though, in the hair, though.
The legs look very muscular.
Yes, they are. And you notice that the animal does have some more pronounced features. Frankly, I think that the hairiness of both Bigfoot and the swamp ape is due to hypertrichosis, which is better known as the Mexican wolf body syndrome. I believe that our human ancestors carried that gene up until Homo sapiens evolved, so that some of the reconstructions that you see where they appear to be clean-shaven with a Gillette Atra, that is really not very accurate as to how these animals would look.
What do you think the age of the species might be? Not
well,
the creature.
Well, we know that the Erectus emerged about, I think that was about 1.8 million years ago.
Oh, my.